Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is Beverly Fells Jones, and I am an author, teacher, speaker, seminar leader of the Silver Method, the Prime Directive, and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive, and I want to show you that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you want. When we're on air, please feel free to call in at 347-838-8437 to join into the conversation. When we're not, send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. Thank you for being here today, and let's go on with our program.
Oh, yes. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Yes, I am Beverly Fells Jones, and again, I was thinking about this a little earlier. It's another sunny day in Texas. I tell you, I was thinking, I said, oh, some folks in those areas that are not quite so sunny might get tired of me saying how sunny the city is or the state is, but it truly is. And the sun shining in your life can be anywhere. It is based on how you view life. I had the opportunity this weekend to be in Seattle, Washington, and I gave a talk at the 6th annual celebration of education in there, and it was a wonderful time. I heard some wonderful speakers share some great information about taking care of yourself and your health. The group that I was speaking with had, or how I want to say this, determined to help people change their health. I learned a little bit more about yoga this weekend. I learned about ways of ramping up your exercise. A kindred spirit was talking about relaxing and meditation and the use of essential oils. And another one was the foundation for kidney health. Really, it was about taking care of your kidneys and the fact that we need to take care of our health, because the things that go on in your body can affect your kidneys, such as high blood pressure, diabetes. You need to take care of yourself, eat right, get your checkups from your doctor, have them do the appropriate test to test your kidney function, because it's another one of those silent things that happen in our life. So, wonderful opportunity. I'll be going back to Seattle in April of 2016, and we'll be teaching the Silver class, and that's a two-day class. So any of you on the West Coast, just watch for that by going to meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. That's meetup.commandingyourlife.com. If you're not a member of Meetup, it's okay, because you can join for free. Doesn't cost you anything. And you'll be able to keep up to where I am in this wonderful country and outside. I've got some friends overseas, too, that I'll be visiting. So, that's that. Let's get started. And You know, I always start with a meditation. So if you're driving, you know that you don't close your eyes, but you can listen. If you're operating any kind of machinery, please stop or come back for this recording a little later. If you're on the recording, wonderful. So close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Take another deep breath in and out. And just focus on your breathing. Anytime when you are in a space that you need to calm yourself, relax yourself, get rejuvenated, just close your eyes. When you can, and focus on just breathing in and out. I recognize that there is a power and presence in this universe that always has been and always will be. This power and presence created everything out of itself, including you and I, and everything contains this a small portion, a piece of this power and presence. We call that power and presence by whatever name that is appropriate for us in our heart, God, Jehovah, infinite intelligence, Father. Power and presence is our guide. Gives us direction. When we listen, we take the time to relax and listen to the answers to our questions. Answers to every desire that we have. Because the promise is there. Whatever you ask for in my name, you shall receive. Act as though you have already received it, and it is yours. Deep breath in and out. It is our intention that this day, this week, this month, this following year, we will be present and learn to listen to the voice that is directing us. It is our intention to be kind and loving and forgiving and to clear out all of those things within us that cause us distress and dis-ease. We are thankful for all the gifts, all the presents, all the wonderful things that come into our lives today, tomorrow, and in the future. Thank you. Thank you. It is done. It is so. Okay. Well, listen. I have been reading quite a few new books. And I do that so that I can broaden my information. I can broaden what I can share with you and help you create the life that you desire, to help you manifest the life that you desire based on the truth and the information that we have been given. It's very difficult at times to just know. When I ask, it is given. It is difficult for many to understand that we have been given the gift of our word. So over and over I've said before that we need to be careful of how we speak and the words that we speak. And today I'm getting this feeling that I need to say these words again, and that is, if you say something of something that you do not want to come into your life, I don't care if you're talking about it as an example or talking about somebody else having this experience, it doesn't matter. I want you to say the words cancel, cancel, cancel clear is a computer term, but the idea is I do not want that. Cancel that command, cancel that thought. And, you know, if you're in company and you don't want to say it out loud, it's okay. You can say it mentally. I've done it many times. Today, I'm talking about underneath the everlasting arms of protection. And it made me think of the hymn, you know, under the everlasting arms. We're leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms of God. You know, the writers of the scriptures in the Bible, the arm of God always symbolizes protection. We are protected. Symbols are throughout the entire scriptures. There are symbols about rocks. There are symbols of lanterns and sheep and vineyards and just many others. Lots of them there. But why would they use these symbols? Well, it's just as Jesus used parables to get a point across. And one of the things that is written that he said is that he used parables so those that had the discernment, those that had the ear would understand. And to others, it would just be a story. But he used symbols. Symbolism is used throughout the scriptures. And the arm, it symbolizes strength. Just think when you picture being in the arms of someone, you are comforted. You are protected. You feel strength. You know, when we are in the arms of a father figure, someone who we love, and I say father figure because many people don't have that figure. When I think of when I was with my dad and he was holding my hand, or he put his arm around me, I felt safe. The scripture in Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter, the 27th verse, it says, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemies before you, saying, destroy them." Drives out your enemies before you and says, destroy you, can be your greatest enemy. It's not the person at work. It is not the person in the street or at the store, or that driver that cuts you off, or even your family members that just drive you up the tree. That's not your greatest enemy. Yes, that's right. Your greatest enemy is your thoughts. It's the way you think. I think you already knew that that was what I was going to tell you. It is the truth. Your greatest enemy is your thought. And I'm going to give you an example. When I was preparing to go to Seattle for my talk, I was not sure how that talk would go. And those little thoughts inside my head, yes, even me, those thoughts inside of my head is, well, how will it be? How will they accept me? Will I mess up? Will I make a mistake? Will I, you know, will they hear me? And when I say hear me, I mean understand what I'm saying. Will I go off topic, which I did wind up doing? But when I do go off topic, is it because I am feeling the need? Because I listen to the voice. How many people will be there? Will I be able to just, you know, connect with the people, or will I wind up cold and detached? Those fears were there. I had another meeting on Sunday. How many people will show up? You know, will I be able to share? Thoughts in your mind are your greatest enemy. And here's what I know, and I've learned many times. The greatest fears are in your mind, and in reality, it isn't that way. Things went well on Saturday. I had people show up on Sunday. I had people who sent me, you know, messages saying, I'm sorry I can't be there, but can I be there the next time? So mentally, you are your greatest enemy. The other thing is harboring resentment. Do you harbor resentment for someone? Think about it. Did somebody do something to you today, yesterday, year, 10 years ago, and you're still talking about it? And you're still talking about, I don't know what happened. I don't know what was in his head or her head, or it just got on my last nerve. You know? No, come on. Do you know who that's hurting? You know? Or, I just can't wait till they get theirs. I wish I could be there to see it. That is not doing anything to that person that you are mad at, resentful to. Does nothing to them. There was a young man who was driving to work one morning, and as he was driving to work, this lady, you know, she just cut in front of him. He had to hit his brakes, and she, you know, just drove down the road, just caused me nervous because he almost hit her. Or he thought he did. And that she just, you know, he just fussed the rest of the day. Every time he saw someone in the office or he had the opportunity to have a conversation, just my day just started off terribly. This woman cut me off. She didn't know what she was doing. I could have hit her. And on and on and on. You know, I hope she, you know, didn't hurt anybody else down the road, but she needs to learn how to drive. I can't even, you know, truly express how he was feeling and the words that he was using, but I think you get the gist of it, that his whole day went downhill because of an incident on the drive to work. Now, the lady realized she had cut him off and was grateful that he didn't hit her. And she said, thank you, bless you. And she went about her day. A wonderful, fantastic day. She let it go. And he had a miserable day. This is what it's like when you hold resentment for something that has happened in your life in the past. if you're holding resentment for your parents, something that they did or did not do, remember, your parents were doing the best that they could do with what they had. They were battling their issues just like you're battling yours. Your sisters, your brothers, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your workers, everyone is battling their own thoughts. What for me was something hurtful, and we're experiencing a lot of that these days, may not have been hurtful to you. You may have been saying something to be of help to me, but I wasn't ready to hear it. So from one person's point of view, it was good. From the others, it wasn't. We are told to forgive one another. But the idea is not only to forgive others, I mean, truly forgive them. You may not forget what it was, but I'll tell you, when you truly forgive, that charge, that emotional charge that you have will go away. So we call on the law of forgiveness so that we can become free. And that when we call on that law, we also are under the arm and the refuge of protection. Negative thought forms, which have built up in your subconscious mind, is the most damaging enemy of any household. And when you think of yourself and your mind, your brain as your household, we need to clean those thoughts out. So have you ever felt relief of getting rid of some of the negativity in your life? And I go back to resentment. You have built up this resentment for someone or something, and it causes you anger. But as I mentioned, the person that you have resentment for or anger may not even know that they did something to you. Or in your mind, they did something to you. In their mind, they hadn't. One of the things that I've learned over all my years is that if someone has a belief, it is not your job to change that belief. You can give them information, just like as I share with you information. You can try sometimes to reason with them. But if you find that that's not working, step away and just bless them so that sometime at some place they may change their mind or they may realize how they may have hurt you. There are people who are going through many things and they've hurt many people and they are hurting people themselves, so they don't realize they're hurting someone else. So forgive them. But the main reason that you want to flee the enemy, right, and be under the everlasting arms of protection, and say, thrust the enemy out from before me and destroy it, is that when you have resentment, you affect your entire body. All the organs of your body are affected by that resentment. And I'm going to ask you to think about this. If you are resentful or angry with someone, I want you to think about how that feels in your body. And if you close your eyes, if you're in a position to close your eyes, and think about that person or thing that just angers you or you feel resentment for because they have and you don't, or because they got something and you didn't, that their life is great and yours isn't, whatever you are resentful for or angry with them for, close your eyes and be where you feel it the most. Is it in your chest? Is it in your back or your hips or your neck or your shoulder, your stomach, your legs? Where is it? I want you to feel into it. Now, I want you to think about, do you have backaches, stomach aches, shoulder pain, upset stomach, arthritis? It shows up in your body. It has been proven that the way you feel, and if you harbor resentment and unforgiveness, it will cause problems within you. How do you get rid of this? Forgive the person. In meditation, you can say, and you can use this, using the long arms, the everlasting long arms of protection. I want to reach out over this condition of resentment. I want to reach out over this condition of anger, and I want it to be destroyed. And I want the long arm, the everlasting arms of protection, to control this situation and protect my interests. The more that you develop yourself spiritually, it will allow you to stand still. It will allow you to take a deep breath in and let it go. And let that resentment go from within your life. I want to say thank you for listening today. I'd like you to come to Blog Talk Radio and say blogtalkradio.com/commandingyourlife. All one word. So blogtalkradio.com, commanding your life, and follow so that you'll be notified of when the show is scheduled and going to be on the air. Don't forget, 40 Days to Prosperity, 40days.commandingyourlife.com, and come join me on this 40-day journey. This has been just a fantastic, wonderful day, and I hope that what I have shared with you today is a blessing to you.
Well, thank you for being here today. Do you have any suggestions for the show, or you know someone that I should interview? Please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox, Silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.